Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're running Hilchos Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Pei Dalid by Dini Haftarah Birchos Seha. The Mechaber tells us, Maftirin Benavi Minyanei Shel Parsha, as we discussed a little bit last time, that the Haftarah is chosen with something which mirrors the Torah portion. And the bare minimum of psukim that are read for the Haftarah is 21. Unless within or less than the 21 psukim, one is able to finish a certain topic, and at that point we don't continue. So there are some times in which the Haftarah is less than 21 psukim. The Ramah says, "V'davka b'shamas be'inan chafal psukim." The requirement of 21 as a bare minimum for the Haftarah is only when it comes to Shabbos. And the reason for it, as the Ramah explains, is shlosh psukim v'chol echad min hakiroim, that regarding three psukim at the very least of those who would read, which is seven. Avol b'yom tov shikorin chmisho, we know in yom tov where there's not seven aliyahs but only five. In that situation, sagi b'tesva psukim. The Haftarah does not have to be 21, but 15 is enough. And although was mentioned this before, the Mishnah Berurah says it much more clearly. About Tom, the reason for this minimum requirement is that Torah was not allowed to be taught, which include on Shabbos reading the Torah itself. However, for whatever reason, Nach or Navi was allowed to be taught. So in order to not forget the basic message of what the Parsha was and should have been read, instead they chose sections from Navi, and they had seven people called up, and each of those people actually said brachos. Can I get a shiva shayusrichim alos v'likros b'torah? Comparable to the seven people that we do call up nowadays for the actual Torah reading. V'lohayakorin im kol echad pachos mishlosh psukim. And just as we know when it comes to a Torah reading, also the Haftorah, the minimum of each person getting that aliyah is three psukim. V'hare bein kulam chaf al psukim. And therefore, 21 is the number. Therefore, even though no longer, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time in which Torah is allowed to be taught, minhagu lo batel, we do not uproot this custom. In order to remember this, also our reading has at least 21. However, the person who reads the Haftorah first must get called up for an aliyah. And he says one of the two reasons is because of the Kavod HaTorah. So the person should not say that they are on the same level. And then he says something which is quite interesting that some of us may not be familiar with. He says, V'yavarach hamafdir sheva brachos. That if you think about the person who gets the reading for the Haftorah, which includes the person that person got the mafdir aliyah, he actually ends up saying seven brachos, which is comparable to what we were just talking about, the inyan of seven. Where do we find seven? First of all, nahainu shtei brachos shemivarach hamafdir al hatorah lefanel achareha, because he's getting an aliyah. So before the reading of maftir, and after the Torah is read, he says a second bracha. And then v'achas al navi lefaneha, v'arbu achareha. When it comes to the person who gets the Haftorah, the first, before the Navi is read, he says a bracha. And then, after the Navi is read, is an additional four. So we find, and of course the last one is Mekadosh HaShabbos, which is the seventh day of the week. It's Keneged Shiva Shekar B'Torah. So it's opposite these seven aliyahs. It's asked, furthermore, in the Mishnah Berurah, the question whether or not a person is allowed to fulfill their obligation of reading the Navi, if in fact it's so comparable to the Torah reading, whether or not it has to be the similar parchment or cloth as of the Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of Lavush, he says, "Tamati al shaloi reisi nohagin lichtov haftoros kedin sefer." It boggles my mind. I don't understand why, when it comes to the Haftorah, we don't have the same laws that by reading it, it should be just like from a Sefer Torah. Ki hayin nirali she'in yotzin klal b'kriyas haftorah b'chumashim hanitpasin. According to the Lavush, he says that one has not fulfilled their obligation of reading the Haftorah if it's from a chumash, which is printed. Because it's not comparable to a Sefer Torah, which has very specific laws of how it's written. And therefore, the strict opinion of the Lavush says that it's necessary to actually read from a cloth, even the Haftorah. However, the Mishnah Berurah then continues and quotes the words of the Taz, as well as the Magen Avraham. He says, the Sfirulhu, Diavshu Alidei Defus Vegam Al Haniyar Shalo Beglila. He says, it doesn't matter, even if it's something which is printed, and not only that, but even if it's not rolled as a scroll, but just like as a book, Murtil Inyan Zeh, one is allowed to read the Haftorah from such a sefer. However, he says, Mikol Makom Das Magen Avraham, Tzarech Likros Haftorah Mitoch Navi Shalem, Hanitvos Lomitoch Haftorah Levad Hinefeses B'chumash. Almost a middle ground, which we also don't necessarily see, that it doesn't have to be comparable to a sefer Torah, that it has to be from a actual parchment, but you actually, when it comes to the Navi, you have to read from a sefer which has the entire sefer of Navi in it, even though it's from an actual sefer. However, he says, when it comes to a Haftorah, which is only found in the back of a Chumash, but it's not the entire sefer of Navi, so that's another opinion that says that's also not allowed. The Chin Gam Kein Das Eli Rabba says, other opinions agree to that. Mikol Makom Im Ein Lehem Rak Haftorah Nefeses B'Chumash. Let's say all you have is the Haftorah, which is printed from a Chumash, and therefore it's not even, not is it like a Sefer Torah, but it's not even a Sefer unto itself. Yesh Lismach HaHakel. He says that you could rely on this Kula. Shelo Levatel Kriyas Haftorah. Because otherwise it's possible that if you don't have these Sfarim, you don't have all these different Sifri of Nach or Navi in as cloth, as parchment, then people are just not going to read it. So and we wouldn't want to uproot this reading of the Haftorah. However, he says as follows, Achel Chachil Bavadi for sure, Roi V'Nachon Shehilochol Tzibur Nevi'im Shnechtavim Meklaf Gedin. It is the proper way, if a person is able to do so, to be able to have a Sefer Torah, a Sefer of Navi, proper from a cloth. V'chein Hinhag Hagra. So says the opinion of Vilna Gaon in his community. U'keis Nispashit Zeh B'Harbi Kehilos Yisrael V'Ashri Chelkam. Praiseworthy are those who adopt this particular minhag. And the Shart Sion, which we'll conclude with, says in the bottom, he says, it's worthwhile discussing this. He says, "Umiu ein limchos biad hanohagin lohakil." If you see people that are lenient, which is numerous communities, I'd say the majority of communities, we are lenient. And he says, "Dehu bechlal eis lasos l'Hashem." There's a concept of eis lasos that sometimes we adopt certain minhagim in order that we'll be able to follow the halacha, as opposed to, as the Mishnah says, you may not end up doing the halacha at all. You may not end up reading the Haftorah. And he says, "Shekashel chot sibar lichtov." Nevi'im beklaf kedin, because it's a very difficult thing for a person to be able to attain all these svarim as they are quite costly. He says, "Avavadi had tzibur sheochel spiadam." But he says, according to this opinion at least, if you have a tzibur that has the capacity to do so, "Ukevanasam l'shem shemayim kedil l'kaim zekil v'yandehu," and the way of fulfilling zekil v'yandehu is through this. "Avavadi mitzvah l'sanois b'ksivas nevi'im hakadoshim." He says, certainly it is praiseworthy for those who are able to do so. But again, there are numerous people, as we know, who are meikol or b'chanan b'chatzchodesh.